So it's Paint the Town Red Day today, okay? So did you bring your paintbrushes? Are we going to get red paint out, tins of paint? It's not a physical thing. So don't worry, you're not going to get paint on your clothes. We're not going to have to wear red. Only Uzo looks good in red. I don't know anyone else in this planet who really looks good in red. But it is the new series. But hold on, we've just been in this series. I'm not okay. How does this relate to what we're going to do now? Well, I'm not okay. And you know what? Some of my friends aren't okay either. Some of my friends need a bit of help and need me to intervene and to do something. Some of my friends are not okay on earth, okay? Here's the first part of the not okay that we're dealing with. In fact, this has been the theme of our whole series, that some of us are not okay in the here and now. Some of us or our friends, they might look okay. They might look fine because on the surface, you know, do you ever paint like a good outside? Inside you're hurting, inside you're angry, inside you're lonely. Some of us are just honest. Shalom is the most honest person I know. Where's Shalom? Shalom, you inspire me because you're honest and you're just real. Well, when she's bouncing, and when she's sitting quiet, she's sitting quiet. Somewhere in the middle is some of us. We just try and keep it easy, like Imta challenged us Friday night. Be yourself, you know, express yourself. If you want to dance, what the heck? Imta gets up and sings a brand new song that he wrote this week, wondering if we're going to like it. I mean, will it be number one on the charts this week? We don't know yet, unless you sing it and vote for it on 5FM. So some of our friends might look fine, but maybe they're not okay. And so what can you do for them? How can you be a hero? Do you remember the Super Chicks hero video we showed some weeks back? Well, we've been dealing with this. We need to admit to ourselves. And so maybe I need to come alongside my friend and help them admit that they're not okay. I need to get them to the place where they can communicate with the lover of their souls. And no, it's not Warren or Pepsi or Fancy or even Uzo. It's Father God, who's the lover of their souls. We want to get them to the point where they would speak about it, possibly even ask for help and learn how to focus on the future. So that's what we've been learning to do in the last few weeks. But we're not okay for eternity, and it's not easy to see in that, but there's a hand coming out of heaven, pulling out like the soul of that brother, taking the soul up to another life, another world, because there will come a day when you and I will no longer live in the same physical human being. And you know, all of us have to deal with what Jesus did on the cross. At some point in my life, I have to be confronted with the fact that Jesus died for sinners like me, and that I have a choice to make. There's like two escalators leading to different places, one up to a glorious future and one down to a not-so-glorious future, down into the subway where it's dark and disgusting and there's rats and stuff. And there's only two destinations known to man after this life: heaven or hell. There's not like this middle place for those who don't know or for those who are confused. There's not this, well, I'm not into either of those. I'm just going to live my life and be in my own life. So right now, I hold in my hand my destiny, my future. It's what I'm going to do with the cross of Jesus Christ. And so when my friends are calling out help, when they either whispering or screaming help, I have to do something.
If your friend was in trouble, you'd help them, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you? How many of you wouldn't? Some of us can't swim. So wouldn't you call a lifeguard? Wouldn't you like say, yo, My friend's drowning. Come and save her. Come and do something about it. What can you do with your friends who are not okay for eternity? We're not talking about your friends who are okay, not okay for the here and now. We're going to practice the five steps with them. I want to tell you a story about that little guy and his friends. Can you see the guy in the wheelchair? Let me zoom in so that you can see this dude. Some of you know him as Artie, but he's not Artie, okay? This is like an original story, so don't get confused with the modern-day Artie. But his friends were very worried about him, that he couldn't play basketball quite like the rest of them, and he wanted to run the marathon from Durban to Maritzburg, but it's really hard to run when your legs don't work. And so his friend heard that there was this physician in this house, and his friends decided to carry him from the area where the lockers were at school at Big Break, and they went down from Greenside to Orange Grove, and they were going to take him to the sky. But when they got to the house was like jam-packed wall-to-wall people. And they looked at Artie, and they looked at this house, and they thought, there's no way in. This is one of those house parties, and the music was pumping. And inside, right in the middle, was this guy, this incredible physician. And you know what these oaks did? They went to the top of the house with Artie carrying him. And it's heavy to carry a dude, you know, it's not like easy. And they began to rip at the roof of the house. Can you imagine their fingernails breaking? I mean, the next week these guys had to go to like that nail place in Cresta, you know, that smelly place that you walk past sometimes. I don't know how people sit in it, but they had to get their nails repaired, and there were blood everywhere, and they had like band-aids on their arms. But they ripped it open and they lowered this guy down slowly but surely, and the physician dealt with him in a most incredibly gracious way, in two ways. He dealt with him on earth. He healed him. He took away any deformity, and he strengthened his legs. But he also said, "Son, your sins are forgiven. You are saved." He dealt with him for earth and eternity. He took his wheelchair and sold it on Bid or Buy last week. And you could have bid it and bought it last week if you wanted. Apparently, he's just been spotted at the matric dance at Northcliffe High, where he was a student, this guy. An incredible story of the power of the doctor who's phenomenal. Oh, that's actually a Bible story. I was like getting it a little bit mixed up with Artie's story. But a true story of what Jesus did in Mark chapter 2 and also recorded in the book of Matthew. And here's our challenge. This is what we've been challenged to in this new series, is to bring our friends to Jesus. And if necessary, break down the roof to get our friend to Jesus. Our friend will not be okay if he or she stays outside of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Mark, I've heard this before. This is not easy. My friends don't really want to know about youth and church and God. They just want to party and have fun. And on their dying moments, on their deathbed, they want to say a quick prayer, something like, save me. I want to go up, not down. My friends aren't interested. Well, what do you do to start? And we're going to take this really slow week by week. Some of us, after all, are at Parktown Boys High. We can't do all this in 1 week. If it wasn't for the Parktonians, Mangalisu. If it wasn't for the Parktonians, fortunately Lolu has been taken to Canada, and he's no longer one of those. So if he was back here now, he would be able to do this in 1 week. But we're going to take it really slow. So where do we start with this for people like James who are slowed up? Simply, two things to do this week. One, identify. To look around in our sphere of influence, in our circle of friends, and identify someone, and it might be someone that I'm friends with on Mixit. I don't know who this photograph is of their iPhone, but they got their mum and their dad on Mixit. So we're not actually talking about your mums and dads. I don't think I'm not on Mixit because my daughter won't let me be. It might be your Facebook contact lists. So you might look through those and you might say, okay, God, who are you calling me to pull into this relationship? It may be someone at school, And I bet we could spend half an hour looking at the different characters. I can see Vincent in there. I can see that naughty dude at the back corner there. There's Keenan making aeroplanes, throwing it at people. Sure. I don't know why Ife is still there, but that's her there with a big smile and a happy joy. It could be in my school classroom. So maybe tomorrow or even now as I think about who's in those rows that sit next to me. It could be someone who's in my soccer team or my chess team or in my tiddlywinks club at school. It could be someone in my neighborhood, someone who lives next door to me. It could be someone from Greenside if you're from Parktown. It could, I'm just saying it could be. I'm not saying it is. They need help too. You see, what we want you to do this week is we want you to shoot ducks. No, we don't actually want you, because if you shoot ducks, you don't have to know how to aim. All you do is you take a shotgun, you fill it with little silver balls, okay? You don't put the little silver balls on, that will ruin it. But you take that cartridge, that big, have you seen that big shotgun shell? Should have brought one. I saw 1,000 the other day on a floodplain where the birds gained sanctuary. I don't know who was doing what there. But what you do is you put it in a shotgun, and it spreads, probably you know, that as you shoot, it goes out in every direction. So you just go to pull the trigger, shut your eye, pull the trigger, and possibly something might fall out of the sky. It's not ideal. If you want to hit a target, you need a rifle. You can shoot someone at 500 meters if you've got a good rifle. You cannot shoot someone at 500 meters with the shotgun. All you may do at best is pierce their ear. And there's plenty of places at Cresta where you can have ear piercings done. You do not have to put your brother 500 meters down the driveway and pull off dad's shotgun. You need to target and focus. And for the sake of what we're going to do, we're going to not say, well, you know, I'm just going to live my life and hope that my friends get the message. No, in the series, we're going to target. We're going to take a rifle. We're going to get specific. And we're going to decide who we're going to target. And guess when we're going to do this? On week 9. No, we're not. We are going to take that little thing that you got, pull it out of your pocket. You'll notice that there's 2 cards. There's a sticker that you can put on your forehead. Anyone not get one of these? There is a few at the back, Imta. There's about 10 or so or more in case, because I thought some of us might sneak out with that. I want you to think they are not at the back. Thank you, Pepsi. They are over here. So if you want one, these ones are not the free ones that started. These are 15 Rand each. So if you can just pay Pepsi, Pepsi will just sell these. Anyone come and grab from here? Now we just see who needs one there. Make sure you've got one. And it's a complimentary red pen, which is very nice. I want you to think now of 5 people. 5 names, just the first name. Nice and big on the lines. You'll see this place for 5. And I want you to say, Lord, who is in my sphere of influence? Have you heard that phrase? Who's around me? Who have you already put on my mind, my heart? Who are the people that you are calling me to touch, to impact? And so I want you to write those names down on both of the pieces of paper. And we'll tell you now what we're going to do with those. The same names on each piece of paper. So do one and then copy it to the other. As you finished, as you have 5, I want you to take one of them and go and pin it onto the red board over there. It pins all along the side. Make sure we can see each one, so don't put one on top of someone else's. And I'm amazed by you. Keep the other one. Just pin up one. 'Cause you're never far away. And all that I've been. Never changed. You make oceans from the rain. I'm breathing life into this place, and I will drown inside your love until I see. Okay, we're going to do one more thing throughout this coming week. The first thing is to identify someone that God is leading us to influence. And guess what? Some of them might be, this is impossible. They're never going to want to hear this message. Well, this is what it's all about. Step number two is pray. Pray. You know, we do believe in the power of prayer. We often have times when we gather around people, we lay hands on them and we pray for them. We've seen legs grow in this very room. Who was here way long ago when Temba was praying? He wasn't praying. We were praying. Vincent, you were here. Legs were praying. Hips were like straightening up and stuff. It was crazy. Even Bart Simpson prays.
This is hopeless.
Let me set the scene for you as we start this. Here's what's happening. Bart is going to fail his grade. He's got this exam to write, and basically he hasn't learned enough. It's last minute. If he gets another F, he's going to stay there. It's like going down that escalator, right? Not up. He's going to be almost in the same grade as his little sister. It's a crisis. He gets frustrated, and let's see what he does.
This is hopeless. Oh. Well, old timer, I guess this is the end of the road. I know I haven't always been a good kid, but if I have to go to school tomorrow, I'll fail the test and be held back. I just need one more day to study, Lord. I need your help. A teacher strike, a power failure, a blizzard, anything that'll cancel school tomorrow. I know it's asking a lot, but if anyone can do it, you can. Thanking you in advance, your pal, Bart Simpson.
And if you've seen the episode, you know that it does snow. He gets an extra day. He learns. Even Oprah prays. I was on her site. You know, she's got her own network now. I wish I had like that. Oh, it's my own network, the Oprah Winfrey Network. And there's this whole thing. She's interviewing someone. I could have listened to this yesterday. Does the power of prayer have an effect on healing? Dr. Larry Dossey says prayer is one of the best kept secrets in medical science. And she talks with him about the power of prayer and medicine. As a soldier, we would always pray that God would protect us. I ran through bullets on at least one occasion, and not one of them damaged me, even though I could see the green bullet every four bullets. Miraculously, by the power of God, I was able to stay alive. When you catch a plane, and the captain says, it's going to get bumpy, and the plane starts to throw around in the sky, and there's smoke from the engine, you pray. I don't care who you are, you start praying. Even if you don't believe in the Easter Bunny, you will start praying. I promise you will. There are men that give their life, and women, monks and nuns, to live 24 hours a day praying. Every Sunday and Saturday around the world, people go to churches and pray. Many of us, before we eat, because mom's cooking is so dangerous, we stop and pray. Lord, bless this food. Keep it safe. I'm going to eat this stuff. This is what came up. Some of us went to the Change Agents training conference a few years ago. I don't know what you think of this, but this guy makes this post after this year's one. John Strauss says, I wanted to share some with my fellow Christians. On Wednesday evening after I came home from work, I had only just enough petrol left to keep the red light from coming on, R7 in my bank account. That's not a lot. I went and sat in my car and started praying. I asked God to help me and give providence. You know, there's provision. Before my eyes, I could see the fuel gauge slowly move up until it was to just under a quarter, enough to get me to work the next day so I could make appropriate arrangements. I have no reason to doubt the brother. I'm thinking like, wow, the power of prayer. I remember one day we were about to leave. Okay, the vehicle wasn't as old as this, but I thought this was funny. I had a team of young people, and we were going to a high school, and they needed to perform. And one of them had locked the key in their car. And so I took my key from my car. It was a blue one like this. This is the best car ever made on planet Earth, the Ford Escort. I had a twin-choke Weber carburetor. I had a free-flow power thrust exhaust. No one could beat me, not even a Golf GTR. I had to stop at the garage and fill up with petrol while he carried on driving after I had put the thing down. But this car was phenomenal. But this is not that. Can you see the difference? VW and Ford. I took the key out of the Ford and did what? Stuck it in the door of the VW and turned the key, and guess what happened? After I prayed and said, God, we need to get to the school. They're waiting for us. 1,000 scholars were waiting for this team to perform, and the door unlocked. I tried that key the rest of that week because the team were with me for a whole week. Not once more could I get it to replicate that. I can conclude only one thing. Either that key was a magic key or God did a miracle. That's the only two. It's one of those maybe like, it's either that or the other. How many of you think it was a magic key? You see, not many of you have got your hands in the air, right? Prayer causes things to change. Do you know there was a day in Joshua where the sun stood still? Because the Israelites were going to get a hammering. Five kings of the Ammonites had come to march against the Israelites. On the day the Lord gave the Ammonites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, "Sun, stand still." This is what he says. He looks at the sun and he says, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and you moon, moon, you stand still over the valley of Elyon." So the sun stood still and the moon stopped moving till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, as it's written in the book of Jashar. Some historical writings contain this. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There's never been a day like it before since, a day when the Lord listened to a human being and literally stopped time. Scientists have found this missing time, this abnormality. You can read that on Google. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. The Bible says we need to confess our sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has a great and has great power and produces wonderful results. Are your genes worn out from prayer? Because prayer is powerful. Here's what we want to ask you to do, and it's written on that card. 5:55 this week. Every day at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you are going to pray for 5 minutes. For some of you, that's 500% more than you prayed last week. For some of you, this is not a lot, okay? For 5 minutes at 5 o'clock, we want you to pray for your five friends, that God would start to work in their hearts, that He would soften their hearts, open their hearts, draw them towards themselves. And now, here's what we're going to do. Last exercise before I wrap up with one more slide. You are going to sign up to get an SMS to remind you just before 5 o'clock every day this week. On that table, if you can make your way around there, put just your first name and a cell number next to it, and we will SMS you. We won't do a please call me, because we're not cheapskates. We will SMS you to remind you to pray for your five friends, 5 o'clock, 555. Give us your digits. We promise not to sell them to any marketing company. Maybe. Okay, so we will do this all of this week by hook or by crook, and we will pray for our five friends. 5 o'clock. If you go to 5:07 or 10, that's okay, but at least for 5 minutes. Okay? That's what you're going to do. It's all about getting to okay for eternity. That's what we think this series is about, okay? Because it's not about roller brushes and painting. And so next week, we're going to take it to the next level. Come back. If you've got something to share, that'll be cool. But that's the only explanation. Stand back, pray for your friends, and see what God starts to do. There's no pressure to do anything else, okay? Even the Greenside guys could do this. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for what you're going to do in and through us. Lord, it's like you're going to spread a little bit of yourself throughout the city, through each one of us, through our circles of influence. And like a virus, Lord God, this message of who you are and all that you've done is going to spread from person to person. You're going to equip us in these days, Lord, to so pass on what you've given us that, Lord, it would be listened to and heard. And your message, Lord, there would be no stumbling block from our delivery and from who we are. But, Lord, we pray that many would be touched. And so we pray this week, as, Lord, we think of these individuals each afternoon, that you would do a mighty work, that you would soften their hearts, you would turn them somehow strangely towards yourself. You've done all these things before, Lord God, some incredible miracles on earth. And, Lord, we're just going to trust you for a great experience. Bring us back next week, Lord God, ready to carry on this journey of painting the town red. In the awesome name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.